Yeah, it's time for the good stuff. And we're delighted that you're here. Take just 5 minutes, relax, and just absorb the moment. How are things going, Mike?
Good. I just want to remind people about Tri-State Livestock News. They are your trusted source for all things agriculture. Every detail of their publication is tailored to the cattleman, from connecting buyers and sellers around the clock to providing the latest news and updates in the industry. Tri-State Livestock News is what ranchers read. Go to tsln.com.
And you know what's coming up on Monday. That's right. It is a Slutton Angus bull sale. It's coming up Monday, and it's going to start noon Mountain Time at the Faith Livestock Auction. They have 115 bulls and 30 heifers from a program with a plan based on sound genetic principles. You are invited to a guaranteed incredible hometown event in Faith, South Dakota. Slutton Angus bull sale. Coming up Monday. Okay, Mike, I've got a story, The Ghosts at the Diamond Bar.
Oh, that sounds good.
Doesn't that sound intriguing?
Sounds like it should be a Halloween story.
I know. It's by Bruce Kixadon from Rhymes of the Ranges and Other Poems from 1947.
That's been back a few years ago.
Yep, that's right. Okay, here we go. 'Twas a winter night at the Diamond Bar. The wind was blowing cold. The dipper swung round the dim north star, and the night was growing old. But I had some wood that was dry and good, so I let the cold wind whine. I was safe and snug with a gallon jug of Death Valley Slim's moonshine. Across the stove from where I sat stood a figure straight and tall. He had no coat. He had no hat. He must have come through the wall. He pointed away toward the rocky shelf that was up on the side of the hill. He was one of a bunch of Injuns scalped when they raided the old ore mill. I nodded and passed the gallon jug. He needed a drink or two, but he only shrugged and shook his head. That was something he could not do. I set the jug down on the floor, then my eyes popped open wide. There had been just one, now a couple more was a-standing by his side. They would each one point with a ghostly hand where my old harmonica lay. By signs they made me understand they wanted that I should play. So I played 'em The Grave on the Lone Prairie and The Dying Ranger too. And 20-odd ghosts surrounded me before I was halfway through. I played 'em the old rye whiskey tune, and they waltzed it round and round. But I felt no weight on the floor of the room, and their feet never made a sound. Then Rosie O'Grady and Over the Waves, they waltzed with keen delight. Then wandering spirits out of their graves was having a time that night. They motioned that I should drink once more. That was easy to understand. With noiseless feet, they stomped the floor and patted their phantom hands. When I seen 'em smile, I changed my style. I played old Larry McGee. They wanted something with a lilt and swing, and they stepped it light and free. But just as the thing was going grand, there was something spoiled the show. There wasn't a drop in the coal oil can, and the lamp was burning low. I stopped and drunk me a hefty slug, and a thought came to my mind. I filled the lamp from the moonshine jug, and she blazed like a neon sign. There were battered hats in the buckaroos, old miners with unshaved jaws. 3 Wallapie bucks were in there too, and a couple Mojave squaws. The next was the old-time chicken reel, and you'd sort of see 'em go. There would jig in the corner before they'd wheel and give it the heel and toe. I knew they wouldn't be there for long. It would soon be breaking day, and I wanted to sing 'em a good old song before they went on their way. So I sung like I never sung before till the last of the crowd was gone, and when I opened the ranch house door, the day was beginning to dawn. Yet the desert trails have their own weird tales that few of us mortals know. And I'll never forget the crowd I met on that night so long ago. Sometime I will meet them again, maybe, though I don't know where they are. But why did they come to visit me that night at the Diamond Bar? Again, that's from 1947, Rhymes of the Ranges and Other Poems.
And what else do you have today?
Well, a teenager brings her new boyfriend home to meet her parents. They are appalled by his haircut, his tattoos, and his piercing. Later, the girl's mom says, "Dear, he doesn't seem to be a very nice boy." "Oh, please, Mom," says the daughter. "If he wasn't nice, would he be doing 500 hours of community service?"
Ooh, misunderstanding on that one.
No kidding. And let's wrap it up with, no wishbone ever took the place of a backbone.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a good one to wrap things up with today here on the Good Stuff program. If you have something to share, you know the email address is kimhburge@gmail.com. Send it to the Good Stuff.